Welcome, friends, brothers and sisters, back to the Family Worship Center of Indian Town webpage. We're recording once again. This morning service, we have helping us sing Ed and Dolores, and thank you for that. And we're also looking forward to Minister Lorenzo Drayton. He's our youth pastor here at Family Worship Center, and he has informed me that he's going to sing as well as bring the message, so you are in for a treat, and we're looking forward to hearing from him. We, at this time, let's bow our heads, we'll pray together and ask God to bless the message and the singing. Let's pray. Father God, thank you for another day, Lord, of life. Thank you for keeping us and watching over your people. Lord, we are grateful for your word. We're grateful, Lord, for your spirit working in our lives, directing us and guiding us, and Lord, bringing us into your presence. And we pray, Father, that that these services that we've done online have been an encouragement and a help. We look forward to gathering together once again, and we thank you for the strength that we gain from fellowshipping and worshiping you together, Lord. We look forward to that day, and please bless and help each person, each family. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Oh, they tell me of a home far beyond the skies. They tell me of a home far away. Oh, they tell me of a home where no storm clouds rise. Oh, they tell me of an unclouded day. Oh, the land of cloudless days. Oh, the land of an unclouded day. Oh, they tell me of a home where no storm clouds rise. Oh, smile drives her sorrows all away. And they tell me that no tears ever come again. And that lovely land of unclouded day. Oh, the land of cloudless days. Oh, that land of an unclouded day. Oh, they tell me of a home where
what a
rejoicing that will be when we all see Jesus. We'll sing and shout the victory. Let us then be true and faithful, trusting, serving every day. Just one glimpse of Him in glory will the tolls of life repay. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. Onward to the prize before us, soon His beauty will behold. Soon the pearly gates will open, we shall tread the streets of gold. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be.
Hello, hello everyone. It's good to be here, even in the midst of these troubling times. I am Reverend Lorenzo Drayton, and for those of you who do not know me, I am the youth pastor of this great church, the Family Worship Center, which is under the leadership and pastorship of the awesome pastor, Pastor Bruce Butler. Before I begin, I just want to say to all of my youth, teenagers, that's a part of Refuge, just hold on, be encouraged. We will be getting back on track very soon, I believe. I think that the church will not stay closed forever, so we'll be back on track. Just hold on and be encouraged. I will continually stay in contact with all of you. Amen. I really love spiritual hymns and gospel songs, so before I begin, I would like to do something like this. 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus and to take Him at His word, just to rest upon His promise and to know, thus said the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, I prove Him all in all. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more. Oh, how sweet to trust in Jesus, just to trust His cleansing blood, and in simple faith to plunge me neath the healing, cleansing flood. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, I prove Him all in all. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more. Thank you, thank you. Our message for the day, I know some people like to keep a thought in their head while they're hearing someone speak. For the day, I title this message, this subject, Trust in the Lord. I know that many have already heard this before, And it may sound very familiar, but it never grows old. Trust in the Lord. Now, in seminary, we have what we call a relative cue. The relative cue I've learned is the cue is for question. So the relative question from today would be this. What do you do when you don't know what to do? I know it's been said before, you heard it plenty of times, but what do you do when you don't know what to do? We've all heard it. Prayerfully, before I finish with these words of encouragement, you will know the answer to this. Amen. We're living in perilous times, and we are going through and dealing with a global pandemic. In other words, it's of a prevalent amount. It's over the whole country, the whole world. According to Ecclesiastes 1 and 9, there is nothing new up under the sun. Ecclesiastes 1 and 9 says thus, that which has been is what will be, that which is done is what will be done, and there is nothing new under the sun. So what I got out of this is this. We've dealt with H1N1. We dealt with the Spanish influenza. Influenza is just a big fancy word for flu. We dealt with Ebola, Asian flu. All of this stuff we have dealt with. So the Bible is telling us in Ecclesiastes that there is nothing new up under the sun. In other words, when the sun goes up and it begins to set, it repeats itself the following day and it goes up again. And then it sets. But we are under the sun and everything has been done before. We're just different time, different people, different places. There is nothing new up under the sun. If you are looking for a murderer, it happened before, and it's in what we like to call the B-I-B-L-E, the Bible. That's not new. If you're looking for someone that's a liar, it's in the Bible. If you're looking for someone that's committed adultery, it's in the Bible. There is nothing new above than the sun. It's all here. Amen? Now that we're living with this coronavirus all over the world, more strategically or more the technological term that we're using these days are the COVID-19. It's causing the demise of many, many people, many family members, many loved ones and spouses. It's something that's not just affecting one town or one city or one state or one country. It's global. Let's take a look at this word COVID-19 just for a second. COVID. Well, if you break this word down, the CO stands for corona. The VI of that word stands for virus. And finally, the D stands for disease. 19 is the strand of it. VOCID, coronavirus. But this is nothing that's new to God. God is sovereign. He knows exactly what's going on. He knows exactly what we're going through. He knows what's going to happen while we're going through this pandemic. He also knows what's going to happen at the end of it because he is sovereign. So you might ask the question while you're going through this, what do you do when you don't know what to do? My brothers and sisters, many of us are dealing with this from different perspectives. Even though this virus affects all of us, I truly believe that this is just a snapshot of what can and probably will happen in the future. There was not one cannon, not a bullet, not a pretty much a global war, but everyone is infected with or affected by this coronavirus. It's global because it's everywhere. It's in China, they're affected. Europe, they're affected. America, we're affected. It is a global pandemic that has been causing people to rethink their way of life, to rethink the way they do things. We are dealing with this per household different ways, amen? But the question still remains, if I have a spouse, if I have a loved one, because of this virus, we are taught to practice social distancing. If you have someone that is dying, you cannot hold them or comfort them at the time of need because of this virus. So what do you do? What can you do? What do you do when you have a little child that you need to comfort, but the virus has taken over his body and he's calling for his mother? What do you do? According to the CDC and the government, you have to practice social distancing. This is something that we all have to learn to do, because I truly believe that in the future, many things will change because of this coronavirus. But I like to say to my brothers and sisters, remember this. The Bible says in Deuteronomy 31:8, I will never leave you nor forsake you. God said these words because it's true. I will never leave you nor forsake you. You can also find in Hebrews 13:5, Genesis 28:15, also says the same thing, or close related to God not leaving you. In the middle of all of this, he's still sovereign. God is still God. Even when you do all you can and you see that it's not seeming to be helpful, still God is God. He knows everything. He knows exactly what you're going through. He knows exactly how many hairs on your body. He knows what you're thinking even before you're going to think what you think. God is sovereign. In the midst of all of this, it's not due to him. But now, what will you do when you don't know what to do, even in the middle of a global pandemic? Well, you let him guide you. You have a choice of just wandering around on your own, or you can take a personal guide. One of my friends told me this story about life being like taking a trip. If you're going to Disney World or a theme park, and you wind up getting on a tour bus, the tour bus normally have a personal guide who will tell you where you're going, what to look for, show you all the exciting spots of the tour, and he would also have someone that is driving, or he's driving himself, would have a guidebook or a map. Now, I found out in my studies that what he was telling me, he was talking about this guidebook, what we have is called the Bible. The Bible has basic instructions in it. And this personal guide he was talking about is the Holy Spirit. See, when Jesus walked this earth, he was 100% human and 100% deity. But physically, where Jesus had his feet on the ground is where he was at that time. But don't get it twisted. The Holy Spirit is everywhere. The Holy Spirit is in us if you're a believer, which can be all over this world. That's why we preach and we believe in the Trinity. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Now, I understand that many of you are saying, I hear you, preacher, but I don't have a job right now. My wife or my sibling or my loved one is sick. I don't know what to do. The question still arrives this morning, I say, or this afternoon, what do you do? when you don't know what to do? Well, there is an answer. God is still God. What do? You trust God. You trust God. God, in an infinite wisdom, cannot fail. You trust God. God does things the way he wants them to be done. You trust God. Well, preacher, what do I do when I got the Republicans against the Democrats? Democrats against Republicans. Some say stay away, stay 6 feet, practice social distance. What do I do? I want to hold my loved one. I want things to be like it used to be. What do? You get the Holy Spirit to guide you as your personal guide, and you trust God. God knows exactly what you're going through. He knows the person that has died in your family. He knows what your job and all these things that you're going through, how it's affecting you financially. God knows this. But you still have to trust God. I'd like to say to everyone to keep praying. Don't give up. When you trust God, it's a win-win situation. If God decides to call your loved one home and they are a Christian, they're a believer, then they're going on to be with the Lord. For the Bible says absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. If you stay down here and he don't call you home, well, you're still here because you got a job to do. He's still using you. There are still things that you can do to help those that are in need, to help those that need guidance, to help those that need to come closer to Christ so they too can have salvation, so they too can have a place in God's kingdom. Amen. We got leaders that suggest a lot of things, but I suggest that you use God as your personal guide. Trust God. You see, through these perilous times, he will guide us through this coronavirus. I believe that prayer, trusting in the Lord, according to his word, will never fail. For the Bible says, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor a seed begging bread. God can deliver you in the midst of all these calamities. And trust me, I believe that he will. But he does everything according to his own timing. God will deliver all of him that believe and trust in him. I know that we're living in hard times. I know that we're living in times and doing things that we are not accustomed to. But once we, just like a babe in Christ, a young person or someone that just become a Christian, they normally have to crawl and learn some things before they get up and take off running. So if someone is not doing what you think they should be doing, do it in a kind way. Talk to them in a kind way. For the Bible says, in loving kindness have I drawn to. If you come at someone very loud, angry, you may not get the desired result that you want. But if you do it in a kind way, they may listen to you. So I'd like to say to everyone that's above the sound of my voice, trust in the Lord when you don't know what to do. As I come almost to a close, I'm sure that the Holy Spirit is saying to some of you right now, well, this coronavirus has caused millions of people to be without jobs, unemployment. It has caused a lot of hospitals to be overfilled. It has caused a lot of chaos within household. But when you trust in the Lord, and I really mean trust in him and put your trust in him, God always answers prayer. He may not answer the way you want it to be answered. He might not even answer it like when you want it to, but he will answer your prayer. And if you are a Christian, if you are a believer, God's word never fails. If he said, I will be with you and never forsake you even to the end, that's exactly what he means. Even if you're on your deathbed, God is there. Even if you're running around trying to wear your mask and be safe, God is there. I was told a story about this young man who was kneeling down beside his bed praying for his dad who had tested positive for the coronavirus. He was doing what he thought was the right thing to do. He was praying for his father. 8 days later, then he contracted the disease and he died. Some would say, well, that was very evil. Why would God do such a thing? Well, God allowed him to be with his father. God allowed him to pray with his father. God allowed him to do what he thought was best for his father at that time. And I was kneeling beside his bedside and praying with his father. 8 days later, he contracted it, then he died. But why, Lord, why? Why? I believe that there's always some good in everything that happens. God allowed this young man to spend many years with his father. God saw that his father was time for him to call him on home, and he did. Shortly after that, God called his son on home, and he did. So no matter what we go through, I'm sure if we sit down, we'll find that there is blessing in the midst of what we're going through. Even if it's just bringing all of us together, even if it's causing more people to, hey, I can't wait to get back to church. Well, when the church door was open and you was not coming, now the church doors are closed. Now you can't wait to get back. So there is some things in life that allow us to rethink our life, rethink what we should do in the future. God has given us, I believe, a second chance to get it right. Even in the midst of this pandemic, we still have time, if you're above ground, to get it right. Those of you that have not put your trust in the Lord yet, I believe that if you grab the Bible and begin to read it, begin to go on over these scriptures, you'll find out that it have your name in it. There's nothing new up under the sun. Anything that you dealt with, anything that you will deal with, you can find it in the Bible, the Bible. Amen? For those of you who I just want to say this, that God does not make mistakes. If you make a mistake, then he ceases to be God. God does not tell lies. If you tell a lie, then he is not God. So trust in God because he is sovereign. Man will lie to you. Man will say things just to uplift himself. Say things because he believes that that's what the person he's talking to wants to hear. God will never fail you. He'll never lie to you. So in the middle of all this pandemic, in the middle of this global perilous time that we're living in, I'd like to say to everyone that's on the sound of my voice, trust God. What do you do when you don't know what to do? Trust in the Lord. Amen. At this time, I'd like to close with a very brief prayer. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, God Almighty, we come realizing, oh God, that you are sovereign, you're all-powerful. We come, oh God, knowing that you are omniscient. You know everything, Heavenly Father. You know, Heavenly Father, what we all are going through. You know how we're going to come out of it. But God, we thank you for also being omnipotent. You're all-powerful. You can do anything, Heavenly Father, but fail. We pray, oh God, that you would just send your power out to all of those that are dealing with these perilous times and find it, oh God, that they can be comforted. Give them comfort in the time of need. Give them healing and deliverance, oh God, for those that are sick and those that have been dealing with issues and those that need prayer. We ask, oh God, that you will deliver them. Those that are in need of financial blessing, oh God, because these times have also been a burden on some families financially. We pray, oh God, that you will deliver them financially also, God. We know that you have a cow. You, oh God, have anything. The earth is yours and the fullness thereof. It all belongs to you. Father, we thank you and we continue to bless you. I ask that you will continue to bless all of us on this earth, in this town, this city, the community, this church, and those that are diligently seeking after you, God. We ask you would just continue to bless them also and let them keep searching. I ask all of this, Heavenly Father, in your darling Son Jesus' name, I pray, amen.
Who with me my burden shares?
with thee. Granted, Jesus, is my plea. Daily walking close to thee, let it be, dear Lord, let it be. And when my feeble life is over, time for me will be no more. Guide me gently, safely to thy kingdom shore, to thy shore. Just a closer walk with thee. Granted, Jesus is my plea. Daily walking close to thee, let it be, dear Lord, let it be, let it be, dear Lord, let it be. Thank you, Pastor Drayton, for that message, and thank you for singing that song before the message. I always love to hear Lorenzo sing. There's one particular song through the years I've always, at any chance I get to ask him to sing, and maybe one of these days you'll get to hear it here on this one of these presentations. I'd also like to thank Ed and Dolores for coming in, taking their time, and singing this morning, and I know it'll be a blessing to those who've heard them sing here throughout the years. Our men's fellowship had a breakfast this morning. We practiced social distancing, and we all behaved. Had a great time fellowshipping, and the food was great. Thank those who put that all together, Gerald and Marchant and Ed. We're grateful for that. I know the ladies in the church are looking forward to getting together and fellowshipping once again. I do want to let you know that in the days ahead, we are working on plans to gather once again, and we'll keep you posted about that. We're going to try to be safe, and yet at the same time, we realize we're moving towards gathering together again. As Pastor Drayton urged in the message today, to trust in God. And that is the word that we want to remind ourselves and remind those who hear these messages to trust him. And particularly as Pastor Drayton brought out in the area of salvation, to trust in God's provision for our salvation, for our forgiveness, for our right standing with him. It's not by works of righteousness which we have done, as the scripture says, but by trusting in God's great mercy and love for us. And God bless you. And till we meet again, stay safe, be good to people, and just enjoy the blessings of God. Amen.